As we promised you, we're heading down to Summit Elementary School today for our MCCSE update. And the principal down there is my great friend, Tyler Abel. Hey, man, what are you doing?
Oh, just sitting here enjoying a sunny day after spring break. A little cold for all of our students, you know, going out to recess. But we're back in action. We're getting after it around here.
There was nothing more disturbing than getting going on a Monday morning and looking outside, and there were the snow flurries yesterday. I wasn't ready for that.
Neither were we. My custodial supervisor was looking at me saying, am I going to need to get salt and things out? And I'm like, no, I think we're okay. I don't think we're going to get that much snow, but it was not a welcoming sight, but our staff and our kids handled it well, so.
Well, the kids don't care. It's the adults that have to do all the heavy lifting and worrying and everything that goes along with all of that. Summit Elementary School. All right, let's play my favorite game. Name the four biggest schools population-wise in the MCCSE. You know the answer to this question, correct?
I do, actually.
Number one is?
Bloomington South.
Number two?
Bloomington North.
Number three?
Summit Elementary.
You nailed it. There's no, I can't get anything past you. Both of my children, Mikey is there now as a fourth grader. So if you could get on the intercom and just say Mikey to the principal's office, that would be great. But I know we don't want to do that just yet. And my daughter was there prior. So Summit has been a big part of our lives, obviously, growing up. You've been in charge now for how many years? Just to show me how long time's been flying. This is year two, but year three in total.
Actually, this is year one for me.
So year two in total.
I was assistant principal the last two.
Okay.
Years, so year three.
So I got the year three part right. Just I couldn't remember how many years you've been in charge there. And if in Summit Elementary again is how many do you have? Is it 700?
We are currently sitting at 617 students is our total enrollment, and that's pre-K through sixth grade.
And that's with an extra little piece of building that was put on a few years back as well. And right next to you, there's a big old parcel of land that people are talking about putting 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in homes and everything in.
Lots of units.
Well, how do you even plan for the future with that going on? I know you get help from the administration, obviously, but we talk about in sports all the time and in life as well. You got to control the controllables. Well, that's kind of out of your control, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I think developments in this town, as you know, pop up all the time, and there's lots of conversations. And I can tell you, with our central office administration, we've started having preliminary conversations about that and what it can mean, but I because it's such a large development and they haven't really broke ground yet, I think we're still looking a couple years down the road before it really affects our enrollment here. So while it's out there, it's something we're aware of. It's not really something that we're too concerned with yet, but definitely talking about it. So
Tyler Abel, he is the principal. Summit Elementary School, the stars are shining brightly. We've got stars every week. Everyone's back from vacation. How we do with iRead and all the fun stuff that goes along with that? My son's in fourth grade, so I think he missed part of that this year. Who is involved with iRead, and how much stress does that put on everybody around standardized testing time?
Yeah, I mean, iRead's one of those things that the state requires us to do. For third graders, this year was new to our district. We actually tested our second grade also. So it was a big lift for a building our size to test two grades versus three. But I got to give a shout out to our instructional coach, Ashley Barnes. She kind of handled the heavy lift in terms of scheduling and making sure everybody was in the right spots at the right time. And just our second and third grade team. We got every one of our kids tested. We had 1 week to do it the week there before spring break. And, we felt really successful with getting every kid tested. And, and our kids did great. They handled it really well. So, now we're diving into the results of it and kind of what comes after that and making sure kids get what they need moving forward and for the rest of the year to be successful. So.
And that's the whole thing. If everybody around them makes it a really big deal, it will feel like a really big deal, right?
That's right. That's right.
It runs downhill, and if we can just be like, hey, this is our work today, let's just get it done and get it moving, That's a good thing. That's the good part of it also. Here we are, spring break in the rear view mirror. That's March disappears annually so quickly because of all the other wonderful things going on along with that. But that doesn't mean school is done and ready to go. You've got plenty of activities that are going to happen. You've got a walkathon that's going to come up. You've got extracurricular activities going on. I know your PTO is busy. There's got to be a carnival. You got to be in a dunk tank at some point. It's right there in your contract.
That's the walkathon, actually. So that the PTO, their big movement that they're making here towards the end of the year is May 3rd. We have our walkathon. Students, if they raise a certain amount of money, yes, they will have the opportunity to dunk me in a dunk tank. It's the highlight of the day. My hope is that it's 80 degrees and the water is about 85. Last year that wasn't the case, but we survived it. But the kids have a great time with it, and it's a great opportunity to, you know, for our PTO to raise funds towards supporting our students. You know, and it's one of those things that it really builds community. And our another event we're doing, our Title I team has a spring event that they're going to do May 9th, which is a STEAM night. Where we're going to invite all of our families to come and participate in some different STEM activities that we have. I think Indiana DNR is going to come and do a presentation, IU School of Biology, just a couple of different community partners that we're working with that are going to come in and kind of give different experiences to our students and families. So two big events that we've got going on coming up here in the spring, and sandwiched around iLearn testing that's coming up very quickly. But we're really excited about the last 9 weeks of school. So,
Tyler Abel is the principal at Summit Elementary. He has to put up with my kid every day. So that's part of the deal. Now, let me get this straight. They're going to throw you in a dunk tank. And they did this last year, and you had no say over the water temperature?
Well, luckily, you know, I say all the time that without our custodians and our front office staff and our instructional support staff, we wouldn't get anything done around here. So luckily, Mr. Luciano, our custodian, he hooked me up with warm water last year.
He's the best.
Even though the temperature was, I think, 52 degrees outside, he gave me, you know, bathtub-type temperatures in the dunk tank, so that was tolerable. But it was a great day, a lot of fun, and something I look forward to, especially for our students.
So. Well, yeah, they have to read to have a chance to dunk you, so get in there and and get after that. All right, dine and donate. How important is that? I know a lot of schools do it, and they should do it. It's great for everybody. You don't have to cook, and the money that is raised helps. Our great friend John Laskowski and Culver's helped out earlier this month.
They did, and it was a great night. And Culver's is always a great partner with our PTO. You know, we have teachers and myself and some of our admin team went and actually volunteered our time for an hour at a time to deliver food to the families and the people that were getting dinner that night. And again, just another opportunity for us to build community around Summit. And it's always fun to see students outside of school because they, you know, they recognize they finally see you not as the principal but somebody that's out and about. And you know, and John and the folks at Culver's have been great, and that's been a great dine and donate for us, and really well attended, because who doesn't love butter burgers, right?
Oh, look at me, look, I'm hideous. How many more of those do you do? Do you do those once a semester, once a month? How often do those come about?
Typically once a month. I think we've got another one coming up in maybe late March or early April. I'm not exactly sure. PTO folks will get upset with me because I don't know who exactly in the next one.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about that.
But we do have one coming up that we share with everybody. You know, Mother Bears has been another good dine and donate for us. So I think we've also done Buffaloo's and Chick-fil-A.
Great, so local
those
partners.
All great places here that help support things that we try to do for all of our students.
Well, speaking of food, you were one of the 100 Cooks Who Care. You guys raised a ton of money for that. What was your magic dish that helped you raise all that money, buddy?
I actually made pulled pork. I smoked a pork shoulder for about 18 hours and brought that, and you know, it was just such a great night. The three organizations from 100 Cooks Who Care that it supported, Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington, the work that Jeff and his team does over there, and Big Brothers Big Sisters, and of course the Foundation of Monroe County Schools. They all three of those have an impact on what we do at Summit on a daily basis, so giving back to that type of event was very easy for me to do and very important for me to do. So, and we raised a ton of money. You know, what Old National Bank does with that event is, I've done it for 4 years now. It's a fantastic event for our community and one that is really important for the schools as well.
And we appreciate all those efforts from everybody who put their time and effort into it, and those three great charities that all intermingle, weave in kids and growing up and getting everybody ready for that next step in life. Having that support here locally is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Now, did I read somewhere you're going to have the mayor at Summit Elementary? I'm going to talk to her next Thursday. Was she there recently or coming soon?
Yeah, Mayor Thompson was here last night.
Okay, doing, well, there you go. It's a great update.
Yeah, doing a town hall, and I think it's the first in a series of town halls that she's doing. You know, we were happy to host her. Mayor Thompson is doing, you know, great work early on here in her administration, and it was a good turnout. And I was here and spoke with her and, you know, appreciated them using Summit as kind of the first place for them to do some of these town halls. So.
Yeah, and right next to that very hot topic neighborhood just on the other side of
that's
the Summit,
right.
That's a big deal as well. So Summit Elementary School, Tyler Abel, the principal there. All right, Eclipse, nobody's in school. Are you helping? What are we going to do on that day? I know no one... I know. Go outside and look up. Got it. Put your glasses. Got it. We're going to do all that. Are you using it educationally at all? Are your teachers sending home stuff for kids to do? Or is it just go have fun and enjoy the path of totality?
Yeah, I mean, some of our teachers through their science instruction have been sharing, you know, it's about the eclipse and kind of what it means and what's going on. Obviously, in elementary school, you kind of, a lot of students don't necessarily know what an eclipse is or what it means. And we're very fortunate in the school district, MCCSC, is providing viewing glasses for every student and staff member. So we'll be sending those glasses home with all of our students and our staff members so they can view the eclipse on that day, April 8th. I'll probably be standing in my own yard viewing that day. But yeah, we're doing a lot of work here leading up to it, just educating everybody on kind of what it is and what it means, and you know how fortunate we are that we're in the path of totality here in Bloomington. I guess fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you look at it from a traffic standpoint. But we're really using it as an educational opportunity for our students.
The glasses. That's the main part, buddy. Just
that's right.
Let's just, we're going to lose a couple pairs. We're going to misplace a couple pairs. That's all right. That's the fun that comes with April. So as we turn the calendar, our last day is when? May what? Right.
Oh,
18th,
man.
19th. It's somewhere in there.
Tuesday.
But, yeah, it's weird.
May the 21st this year, I believe.
So we're just
the last student day.
2 months from Thursday. That's going to be here before we know it. What other big things you have on your calendar? I don't want to leave anything out because I only get to talk to you once a year. I know that's there's too many things going on. So go ahead, buddy.
Right now we've got, you know, our pre-K and kindergarten enrollment is going on right now. Really trying to push that. To make sure everybody knows about it. Part of kindergarten enrollment here at Summit, we have our dual language Spanish immersion program. In the past, that's been an opt-in thing. New this year, it's going to be an opt-out for families. So every student that enrolls here at Summit, you're going to be a part of the lottery and have an opportunity to participate in our dual language Spanish immersion program. And I'm really excited about that. So those two things are kind of the big things on the horizon. We want to get as many students in here as we can for pre-K and get them started early with us, and then also get those kindergarten students enrolled and get them going for the 24-25 school year.
That'll be here before we know it as well. Oh, time flies when we're having fun. I hope you had a great spring break, my man, and keep up the fantastic work over there. And if my quiet guy gets out of line, you know how to handle it.
We'll take care of him. He's a great kid.
Well, thanks, buddy.
I really appreciate you having me on, Mike.
Well, Tyler, it's always great to talk to you. Keep up the great work. You and your staff do a fantastic job over there at Summit. And people can get online and check out everything else that's going on. Get registered, folks, and enjoy all the fun that's happening over there. And I'll run into you at some point, hopefully before the dunk tank.
There you go. Maybe you can come for the dunk tank, even.
I'll spell you a couple shots. Taking volunteers. So. Great job, buddy. Thanks for your time today. I know you got to go hit that horn here in just a minute.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Mike.